What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of the Coworking Weekly Show. As always, I'm your host, Alex Hillman, and today I want to do something with you. Normally, you're here listening in on a conversation, but today I want to do something a little more interactive. So last week, we sat down with a group of Indie Hall members, actually two separate sessions of Indie Hall members, both tuning in online through our Crowdcast feed as well as here physically in the room, to talk through some of the things that were on our minds about what's next for Indie Hall. At least that's how we framed it. But there was a little bit of a sneak attack, a little bit of a Trojan horse. Because of the move, people have been wanting to know, well, what's next? What's coming next? But what I really wanted to do was find out what's next for them, for us, for the individuals in our community, for our lives, for our work, for our home lives, for what we want to be doing in the community and communities that we're a part of. And I have a little exercise that my business partner, Jeff DeMassey, originated. We've since evolved and adapted a number of different times, a number of different ways. You may have seen me do a version of this in large groups of, you know, hundreds of people at a co-working conference. You may have been a part of a small workshop that I did. But I want to take you through it today because I realized how much changed after we had this conversation, after I facilitated this little exercise. And so it's something I'd love for you to do with me today. So here's how it's going to go. I would love for you to grab a piece of paper, a notebook. If you are like me and you can't read your own handwriting, you can use a little notes app on your phone or on your computer. How you take notes doesn't matter, but I'm going to take you through a series of questions, and I want you to write down some of your thoughts as I ask those questions. Got it? All right. If you need a second, you can pause this right now and go grab that thing you're going to take notes with because it's super, super important. Okay, I'm going to assume you've got that thing to take notes on, and here's what's going to happen next. We're going to go through three different five-minute sessions, and each of those five-minute sessions, I'm going to give you a prompt, a question, a thing to think about, and I want you to take a couple of minutes over those 5 minutes to jot down your thoughts in response to that question. And I'm going to set a timer so you don't have to worry about keeping an eye on the clock. I'm going to guide you through it. I'm going to clarify the question a little bit over those 5 minutes. And at the end of 5 minutes, we're going to take a break and we're going to move on to the next prompt. Super easy. Anybody can do this. I promise you that if you do this with me, this is going to help you so much in terms of thinking about what's next for you, for your personal life, for your professional life, for the community that you're working on. This is here to help you find some clarity in what you're working on. And you might not even realize that you need it. I knew I needed it. My team knew that we needed it. And one of the best pieces of feedback that we got afterwards from the session from our members was how different it was from what they expected, but how much they loved doing it and how valuable they found it to be. So if you're ready to come along with me, I'm going to set the timer for 5 minutes. But before I do, I want you to practice thinking in the future, right? Now, the reason that we do this exercise is to help us get away from sort of the reacting to everything that's going on. And granted, I've been living in an environment where almost everything I've been doing, every decision I've been making has been in response to something else that's going on. And that's how most of us live, honestly. The difference, I think, between success and failure is the ability to recognize that and say, okay, I see that. But what I really need to be doing is taking some time to think about where I want to go, where I want to get to. I don't just want to get through the challenge in front of me. I set goals of my own. And so that's what this is really about. So in order to do that, in order to get away from the minutiae of the day, of the thing that seems to be dragging us down now, or even the thing we're excited about right now, we need to play on a slightly different timeline. So for the first 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you to write down some goals that you have, some personal goals for the next 2 to 5 years. Now, the reason I say 2 to 5 years is because that's long enough away that you can imagine it realistically. You can think what it's going to be like 2 to 5 years from now. You may not have a perfectly clear picture, but it's imaginable. It's an imaginable future with some clarity, with some reality. There may actually be things that you've planned already on the 2 to 5 year schedule. But it also gets you far enough away from the day-to-day that you're not thinking about things that you want to have done next week, next month, or even by the end of this year. So for the first 5 minutes, I want you to write down some specific goals that you have in your personal life for the next 2 to 5 years. Your 5 minutes starts now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to give you most of this first minute to yourself to just take some notes and listen to the music. And then I'm going to come back and offer some suggestions to help you think about some of these goals. And when you're thinking about personal goals, some of the ways that I like to think about it include the things that I'm doing with my free time. And when I go home at the end of the day, who am I spending my time with? What am I doing? Are there hobbies or practices, things that I'm practicing to get better at, maybe an instrument or a language or some other skill? And I think about who I'm doing that with. You know, maybe I want to have more me time. Or maybe I want to surround myself with a certain kind of person. Again, 2 to 5 years in the future, who are you spending your free time with? Family members? Certain friends? Maybe if you're new to a city or an area or a neighborhood, you're trying to connect with your neighbors. Are there places that you want to travel to in your free time? Places you want to go? Things you want to see, experience? Is there something that you used to do more, but because you got busy or things change in your life, you don't get to make as much time for, and you want to make more time for that thing? Is there something that you're doing now that you just want to keep doing? It doesn't have to be adding something new, but it could be making sure that something of habit that you've built, you continue to do. Thinking out 2 to 5 years, is there anything related to your health? Not just your physical health, but your mental and emotional health too. Anything that you would like to have done or changed at that point in the future. And for the last minute, I would like you to go a little bit moonshot with me. And instead of just thinking on the 2 to 5 year timeline, think on the 10-year timeline. 10 years from now, which it's 2016 now when I'm recording this, so 2026. What does your personal life look like in 2026? How old are you? Where are you? What are you doing? And it doesn't need to be things that you know are possible or you have a clear path to be able to do, but what do you want your life to include 10 years from now? And I'll give you about 15 seconds to wrap up that thought. All All right, and that's the end of our first 5 minutes. So I don't know if you've ever done an exercise like this before. If you don't have a habit of jotting down your thoughts, you might find this a little bit more difficult. That's okay. Gets better with practice. This is something you can do on your own. But if you do have a practice run from something like this, then hopefully this structure helps you tease out some things that maybe you don't always take notes on or add to your journal or your Spark file or something like that. So if you're still with me, and I hope you are, and I hope this has been interesting so far, we're going to move on to the second prompt, the second 5 minutes. And this time we're going to be focusing on professional goals for the next 2 to 5 years. So same time frame, again, far enough in the future that you maybe won't be thinking as much about the challenges of the day-to-day, but still an imaginable future. And this time you're focusing on your professional goals, whatever that profession may be today or where you want it to be in 2 to 5 years. Now, for the folks that I do this exercise with often, I like to point out that it's common for the notes that you took in that first section, your personal goals, to have included some items that would actually be professional goals. That's totally normal. I like the fact that for many people that shows the overlap and the intertwining between our personal and professional lives, rather than trying to separate them. Many times our personal lives and our professional lives blur. I would like to acknowledge that as a reality. However, it would be a good time now to take a look at your personal goals list and maybe put a little star or an asterisk next to any of them that are actually professional goals. And in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to do the same sort of thing, going to give you some time to think on your own and then give you a couple of helpful prompts to think about professional goals. But by the end of the next 5 minutes, you should have some goals in both columns, personal and professional. So if all of your personal goals were professional, that's okay. Just make a note of it now and spend some of the next 5 minutes focusing on adding some personal goals to the list. You want some balance. That is the goal here, the goal of the goals. Ready to play? I'm going to set the timer for 5 minutes. And once again, I'm going to give you the first minute to yourself to quietly take some notes on professional goals 2 to 5 years out. And then I'll come back and give you a couple of helpful ideas to help maybe tickle your brain into sharing a few more things. So 5 minutes on the clock begins now. Now, when you're thinking about professional goals, I personally like to think about, I like to start by thinking about the people that I'm working with. Who do I want to be working with in 2 to 5 years? Who are my dream clients or customers? Who are my partners? What businesses do I want to interact with? Similar to the personal goals, you can think about specific skills or abilities that you want to learn or get better at, ways to improve, make yourself more valuable, more marketable. But maybe more specifically, since we're thinking on that 2 to 5 year timeline, what are the things that you want to be known for in your field? If you were to ask a former client or a boss, what are you the best at? What would you like to hear be the thing they say in 2 to 5 years? Again, you don't have to, doesn't have to be now, but the thing you're working towards. And getting a little bit back to the people that you're surrounded by. What are the people around you working on? What are they good at? What do they do? You can make some notes about specific financial goals. There's nothing wrong with thinking about money. Is there a certain amount more that you want to be making? Do you want to change the way you make your money? Where your money comes from? When you think about your best work, when you've ever done your best work, what did that look like? What does it feel like to do your best work? And in, again, 2 to 5 years, what will your best work look like? And for the last minute, once again, I want to encourage you to think moonshot, go big on a 10-year timeline. So 2026, what work/professional goals do you have for 2026? And remember, you don't have to know how you're going to get there. It doesn't even have to seem achievable. But if you could get there, what would you want to be doing, have achieved 10 years in the future professionally? I'll give you about 20 seconds to wrap up that thought. And that is the end of our second 5 minutes. Whew. This is fun though, right? So we're going to do this one more time. And this part might be my favorite part for a couple of reasons. And the first one is it changes every time I do it. It changes because the third set of goals that you're going to be taking notes about are about your community. And in the context of when I run this exercise, the community might be different. In some cases, it is a specific co-working community, like Indie Hall. When we run this among the Indie Hall members, the community context is our community and the communities that we're attached to. Sometimes I've run an exercise like this where the community is a group of teammates that work together for a company and are focusing more on the culture of how they work together to accomplish their goals that they're working on as a team. Sometimes it's just a random group of strangers. Sometimes it's a conference where people have come together to develop themselves professionally to build relationships, but didn't really get a chance to find out what other people in the room are there to get. The community part can change in every single time we run this exercise. And anytime you run an exercise like this, if you want to try it, you can change the community context as well. And I would encourage you to play with that a little bit. But for today, since this is the Co-working Weekly show, I would like for you to think about the community of your co-working space, right? Or if you were working on a co-working space, working on launching one, the community that you are trying to build, the community that you are most active in, as is related to work, the future of work, and people coming together to collaborate on their work, I want you to think about that community. And for 5 minutes, I want you to think about and take notes on where you would like that community to be in 2 to 5 years. So I'm going to start the timer for 5 minutes. Give you that first 5 minutes of the 5 minutes to think through it on your own, and then I'll be back to help out. Now, this one can be tricky because there's really two parts to it. So think, and again, imagine sort of the 2 to 5 years in the future. And I want to take you through the first part, which is what kinds of things is your community doing? You don't have to think so much about what you're doing for it, but what's happening. So we'll start with who is actually in that community. What kinds of people are in the room, literally or figuratively speaking, the room? What do those people do? What do they have in common? Literally, who is showing up to be a part of this? Who do you want to show up to be a part of this? What do they care about? What are they trying to accomplish? What are the things that you like to do, but maybe would be a little bit better, maybe even a little more fun, if you did them with other people? Because this is an opportunity for you to think about how you can contribute to the community, not how you can make them do things, but what you could invite them to do. Are there hobbies or skills or goals from the previous two sections, personal or professional, that you can invite other people to do with you? What are your gathering places? And you can think about that in the real world. Where do you gather to work on certain things? Where do you gather to socialize? You know, think about it like the show Cheers. You know, where do you go when you want to spend time with your community? But don't limit yourself to physical space. Remember that we have the internet too. Where do you go to connect? Where do people find each other and how? Is there something that your community used to do, or maybe a community that you used to be a part of and now you're no longer a part of? Something that used to happen as a part of a community that isn't happening so much anymore. And does it make sense to maybe revive that? And for your last minute, I want you to think 10 years in the future again and think big. What is something that if you didn't have to think about the constraints of how things are today, that your community could accomplish or be known for? What's the thing that would be the most amazing thing you could accomplish together 10 years from now? What would that be? It doesn't have to be huge, it can be simple. Sometimes trying to go big can be a distraction, but important and meaningful matters. That is the end of our third 5 minutes. Now, when I did this with Indie Hall last week, and when I do this with groups of all different sizes, this is the part in the exercise where things get really fun, where we get to share what we wrote down in our goals for each of those sections. Now, we're doing this a little bit differently here with me on the microphone, Mike sitting across from me, and you with your earbuds and hopefully a notepad in front of you. So I want to try something that I've never tried before. I want to make this the biggest version of this goal setting exercise I've ever done. And in order to do that, I really need your help. So I would love for you, whenever you listen to this episode, whenever you go through this exercise, and you can do this as often as you want, to pick out one or two goals from each of those sections, personal, professional, and community. Open up your email client, copy and paste them in or type them in, and email them directly to me, alex@indiehall.org. Or you can write them on your blog and you can send me a link if you want to share them more publicly. That's fine too. The point here is anything you send to me, I will keep to myself unless it is something that I think would be valuable to share with other people, in which case I will ask your permission before we share it elsewhere. But most importantly, here's what I want to see, and hopefully you can see as well. One is that there is a through line between the personal, professional, and community goals. And again, I mentioned if you've done journaling or note-taking exercises like this before, you know how valuable it is to set aside some time and think about the future and do some planning about things that even if you don't know exactly how they're going to go, that you know what you're working towards. But what most people don't do is break them into these three sections of personal, professional, and community. And the reason I think it's so powerful to break them apart is you get to see how intertwined they are, how interlocked they are, and how if you're doing well in one, it supports the others. There are probably things on your professional list that will only get better if you work on some of the things on your personal goal list, and vice versa. And in all cases, there are things on those lists that will probably get easier if you've got things in your community list going underway, and vice versa. So take a look at, see which things are interlocked, which are interconnected, and that should give you some clues about where you can and should be focusing your energy, focusing your effort, and setting your goals on the day-to-day to take yourself closer to those things. Now, the other reason, and the reason that I would love for you to be sharing these things with me, is when we do this in group settings, the step where people start sharing their goals with other people and start hearing other people's goals is where the magic really starts happening, where you start finding out that you're not the only one trying to accomplish that thing that you're trying to accomplish, and all of a sudden, it feels a whole lot easier, a whole lot more doable because you're not doing it alone. And that's what this is all about, right? Is doing the things that we want to do, but not doing them alone. So I would love for you to share a couple of choice items from your personal, professional, community goals lists. Email them to me. If there's anything you absolutely positively do not want me to share, you can mark that and I will 100% keep that secret private between you and I. But if there are things that you would like me to share, I would love to compile this list and share that with the rest of our readers and listeners. I think this is going to be a really fun experiment. I hope I hear from lots of you. I hope this is useful to you. And the last thing that I would maybe suggest is for you to consider sharing this with some of the folks that you work with, some of the folks that you spend your time with, some of the folks in your community, and let them know what you're working towards and ask them what they're working towards, because you might be surprised at what you find. Now, if you find this exercise interesting and useful and you decide to use something like it within your own community, that is awesome. I would just love to know that you did it. I'd love to know how it went. If you'd like me to run a session like this for your community, we may even be able to set something up where I remote in and I guide you through it. I think that would be a lot of fun. So I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for playing along with our fun little experiment. And I hope that this slightly different version of the Coworking Weekly Show is useful to you. And I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great week.